Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome into the studio. If you happen to be listening live on Facebook, you can ask your questions live during the show. Anytime, we will tend to answer those questions during the commercial break. But I would love to get interaction. So if there's something that we're covering today that you've got a hot burning question on and you don't want to wait to send it to me as an email afterwards, feel free to post those over as comments over on the Facebook Live live stream. In between, you can actually share that live stream. You can go back and find all of the other live streams over on my Facebook page and watch them all. We've also have set up a new YouTube channel. So it's under the Innovators Network. We announced the network back a couple of months ago. It's a group of us who are all innovators, been in the innovation game for quite some time. We're kind of coming all together, both with our radio shows, myself, Kim McNicholas, who's been on the show. I've lost track how many times Kim has been on the show. But her show over on KDOW is now part of the Innovators Network. And we're now posting all of the shows over there at the Innovators Network over on YouTube. Plus, you can get either one of our shows. And we'll be adding more shows. We've got more shows coming up. We'll be adding those all over onto iTunes. You can also get Kim's show. It's relatively new to iTunes. So you want to hop on over. You can catch Kim McNicholas, her show, which is Kim McNicholas on Innovation. And just search for that either on iTunes or Google Play, Android, anywhere you normally get all of your podcast feeds. So let's get into today's topic. Today's topic, and I'm having a little technical glitch here. Yes, I am. Well, this will be good. This is going to be, this is a test to see how well I do at covering content when you have a tech failure in the studio. So today's topic is on how to ask questions to find killer ideas. It's one of the number one questions I get from listeners. My whole methodology is on questions. You know, I've talked about my killer question card deck, which is many of you have been asking for over a decade to finally publish it. Now that's available. It's basically the premise of the book. But my methodology is really around leveraging the power of questions. And what do I mean by the power of questions? Questions have a unique characteristic in the fact that you cannot not answer them. When I pose you a question, you feel like you have to answer it. You have to, your brain kicks in, you're trying to calculate an answer or come up with an answer when questions are posed to you. It's almost involuntary in the process. So for instance, sitting right here, I'm going to ask you a question. What is half of 13? Now, you've calculated the answer. Now you're back listening to me. Now, if I asked you, if we were sitting here across from each other and I asked you what was half of 13, you would say 6.5. I go, woo-hoo. Given a math test, I'd give you an A. If I'm giving you an innovation test, it's more like it's a C minus. Why? Because it's the first obvious answer. It's the obvious answer because you're treating it like a test. What's half of 13? 6.5. Give the answer, get the A, move on. In the case of innovation, though, you want to look beyond the obvious. You want to look beyond kind of that first obvious answer and find those next answers. Why? Because guess what? Your competitors stop at that first answer. They stop at that first obvious answer. So, and that's 95% of your competitors. So by simply you go looking beyond that obvious answer, then you are actually potentially way ahead of your competitors. So if I'd asked you what is half of 13, and I had spelled it all out, T-H-I-R-T-E-E-N, then we could split it vertically, and you get T-H-I-R-T-E-N, split it half and half. But you split the word literally. If I wrote it as Roman numeral 13 and I had you split it vertically, what's the answer? 11 and 2. You could go 6 or 7 on rounding. You can do, there's 13 cards in a play in a deck of cards. The number 5 card is the middle. There's all kinds of ways you can think about what is half of 13. And in fact, there's a college professor out there who's taken this out of my book and uses it in her classroom. And the most that any one classroom has come up with is 31 different answers to the question, what is half of 13? Now, there are good questions and there are bad questions. And what we're trying to focus on here today is how do you use questions to find that new idea? How do you use questions to find that new idea that can then allow you to come up with that new product, that new service, that new innovation that's a game changer? And it's through questions and getting people to get that subconscious to kind of halt a little bit and look at the problem or look at the opportunity completely differently. So the question I've got for you is, if I go back to what is half of 13 and there's 31 is the most that any one person has done, how many different ways could you answer the question, what is half of 13? Again, good questions, bad questions. This one is an okay question, half of 13, because it's got a defined answer, right? There are questions that are kind of what I call leading questions. Leading questions are, you may think you're asking a question or you're encouraging a dialogue with somebody, but the wording of the question leads the person to the answer, which means you've already got some form of bias or preconceived answer. What you want to do is you want to create questions that causes people to look at things in a completely radical, different way, something that is totally unexpected. Now, there's also the Socratic method of asking questions, right? So Socrates would actually teach through this process of questions. So there's this series of Socratic approach to asking questions where I would, ask you a question and then I would ask you another question to kind of clarify your answer, and then I would ask you another question to clarify that answer. Kind of a much more elaborate, more well thought out version than the traditional kind of innovation advice you hear from innovation consultants, which is for any idea, ask, or any proposed idea, ask 5 whys. So ask why 5 times. So customer doesn't like that. Well, why? Well, they don't like it because they don't like the color. Well, why? Because the color reminds them of, and you get down through this whole chain of questions. So the 5 whys is one way to do it. Socratic method's a little bit more. What Socrates was trying to do in the Socratic method was to try to get the student to kind of self-reflect and actually make sure that they'd really thought through their answer, really thought through and could defend their opinion, their direction, their idea that they were expounding on. And so there's a variety of different ways to use questions, but the way to create really good questions are questions that really cause you to kind of step back and go, whoa, I got to think differently about this thing. You're asking me a question that I had never considered before, or it's a question that I don't have ready access to the answer. I have to go off and do some research, or I have to go talk to some other people, or I have to go observe something in order to get the answer back. The best kind of questions are those that are really kind of eye-opening in such a way that they cause you to kind of step back, your eyes get really big, and you go, holy smokes, I hadn't even thought about that. Let me see what ideas I can come up with based on that question. So, there's lots of questions that are out there. I've got, you know, you can buy the deck, the 40 of them are in the book. I've talked literally about hundreds of them in previous shows, so you can go back and dig through the Killer Innovations archive at killerinnovations.com and go through all of those questions. What I would encourage you to do is start just coming up with your own questions and take other people's questions. Find them in the archive on Killer Innovations. Go on to, there's lots of really good posts in Pinterest or Flipboard. Go search on Google about questions, and you'll come up with a complete, you know, set of questions. Test them out. Test them out on yourself. Test them out onto others, and see where they see if they cause you or your team that you're trying to generate ideas from to cause you to take a look at something in a unique and different way. So from that standpoint, you can go do it that way. Now, what I'm going to share with you with the rest of the show today is a series of set of questions and walk you through these particular questions as examples of really good questions. So I'm going to stay tuned. We're going to walk through this through the rest of this show. We're going to take a step away. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation on how to use questions to find that next great idea. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop back into this segment, I just need to give a little thank you to one of our sponsors today, which is Zoom. Zoom is a video collaboration technology. If you haven't tried it, you need to go try it. We use it when we have guests in the studio, and in fact, we are actually streaming today over on Zoom, so you can always go over to Zoom and find it out. If you want to check it out, you can go to killinnovations.com/live, click on the Zoom button, and you can actually watch the show live via Zoom, so you can get a feel for the quality of what is it like. We've set it up with Zoom for you to be able to get a free account if you're a listener here of the show, so just go over to killinnovations.com/Zoom. You'll get a free account that allows you to hold a video collaboration meeting with up to 50. That's right, 50 participants. So check it out, killinnovations.com. I use it every day. I use it here in the studio, but I also use it in my day job as a CEO. Our entire organization is Zoom, and we did this long before Zoom ever became a sponsor of the show. So check it out. Best thing out there. You'll love it. Everybody does. So let's continue on with our conversation about how to use questions to develop those new ideas. So if you're starting down, you got a blank sheet of paper, your boss says, hey, I want a new product or service idea. Where do you start? And all I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what I do, right? You can do it something differently, but this is exactly what I do. The first thing that I start off with is I start challenging my assumptions. And what is it that I mean by challenging my assumptions? There's assumptions that just kind of rattle around in our head. So there's two questions that I ask. What are the basic assumptions under which my industry operates? And then second, what are the basic assumptions under which my company operates? So why are these two questions important? They're important because they're causing you to kind of take a pause and look at all of kind of the built-in rules around your industry or your company, right? So in my case, when I was CTO at HP, what were some of the basic assumptions, such as, you know, the big selling season is end of year holiday season. So kind of think November through the end of the calendar year is the big selling season. First quarter, calendar quarter of the year is always the slowest quarter, least, you know, least amount of sales, blah, 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 right? And those were not, those were kind of industry assumptions for laptops and PCs. Everybody kind of got caught into the same trend, particularly if you were heavily focused on the consumer. And those same assumptions actually apply to the company. So what we do is we would actually list out all of these kind of unwritten rules, assumptions, right? Get them down on a piece of paper. Then the question is what do you do? What do you do is you ask yourself, what if the opposite were true? So list out all these things and then ask if the opposite were true. So biggest selling season for the laptop business is end of calendar year, right? Kind of an assumption. You may say that, well, of course, it's the holiday season, everybody buys, right? In manufacturing, that having those peaky times of year is just a huge problem to get everything through the factories, get it built up in time. Is there a way to kind of smooth it out? That was the challenge. Could we make that not, meaning that wasn't the biggest season, but just one of many seasons, right? So what did HP do? HP went off and focused on creating an entirely new season of selling. What is now referred to as dads and grads. So this is Father's Day, graduation time frame. Thinking of technology as the gift for the dads and grad season, right? So give your dad, you know, some new piece of technology, having son or daughter graduating from high school, needing a new laptop, or a new student going into high school, needing a new device to get ready for school season, congratulations on doing great in school, whatever it is, right? So in the case of this, we looked at what was a basic assumption, and literally over 3 years of just constantly pounding on this, created an entirely new selling season that actually started to smooth it out. End of year is still pretty big. We didn't solve completely that problem. But it did turn into this smoothing out of the manufacturing process, which then in turn became really a great additional selling season, which allowed us to smooth out manufacturing, smooth out all the challenges, right? So the question you've got is under what basic assumptions does your industry operate under? List them all out. What are the basic assumptions of which your company operates, right? And then challenge yourself, what if the opposite were true for each of those assumptions? And that'll be a good sparking point. You may not come up with like a fully formed, you know, idea, but what you will come up with is potentially an area to start searching where there might be something interesting like, you know, hey, how do we get out of that end of year selling season challenge where, you know, everybody's competing to get product through, you know, the factories all at the same time and trying to ship them over by, you know, by boat to Europe or the US or wherever for sales, whatever. And you got to plan so far ahead. Is there a better way to do that? We took that challenge on 3 years. Now, it wasn't even my team. It was somebody else completely over in a different part of HP in the sales and marketing that innovated this idea around dads and grads. Huge success. Great people there. They did a phenomenal job on looking at how do you solve this and challenging themselves to think about what if the opposite were true. The next question I would ask myself, though, if I'm sitting in a blank piece of paper, my boss is saying come up with a new product or service, I would ask myself, what external jolts have the potential to significantly impact my industry, right? Think about retail. Today, if you read the news, a lot of retail stores are going bankrupt. Why? Because more and more consumers are buying things from Amazon or other online stores or, from alternative places or from the big box retailers like here in the U.S., be Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club, whatever. Now, what you really need to do is be a retailer to ask that question, 5 years ago. What would be that external jolt? What would keep customers from buying product from you? And so, from that standpoint, this is an important question. It's one of the hardest ones to answer because you got to think about far enough out into the future where it makes sense. Now, these are kind of preface questions. What I would go into then is I go into the ideation session, start asking, this is where I'm going to actually generate ideas. And the way I think about generating ideas is really into three categories, the who, what, and how. Who? The who is the customer. Who is it that's going to get value from whatever your idea is, right? So how do you think differently about your customer? The what? The actual product, the actual service that you're actually going to offer. So the actual shiny object. And then the how. Everything that happens behind the scenes. Everything that comes together. Operations, how do you sell it? How do you market it? How do you do HR? Those kinds of things. So we're going to take yet another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dig into this who, what, and how. And I'm going to give you actual question examples in each one to help you generate that next big idea. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm Phil McKinney. We're picking up our conversation talking about how to ask questions to find or discover that next great idea. But before we do that, I announced it last week. We're kind of doing, count this a little bit of a second announcement, but I'm very, very happy to announce that HP is joining as a sponsor for Kill Innovations. So we already have had Zoom. We've had Zoom for almost 6 months now. HP now has joined as a sponsor. And I talked about it in the first half of the show. I retired as the CTO for Hewlett Packard back in 2011. I've been gone from HP for quite some time. I am not rejoining HP, so don't misinterpret that. But when we built the studio, the team that actually designed and built the studio chose all HP gear. HP builds great gear. Yeah, you're going to count me as biased because I was the CTO there, but I've been gone now for 5 years. But they still build that great products. We've just started the process of upgrading some new things that HP just released, so it's not fully in place yet, so I can't show you new gear as of yet. We'll do that at some point of an upcoming show. But I am a believer. I only take on sponsors for products I use, HP's products I use. Even the team that has no connection to HP chose HP for the equipment for building out my studio here in Colorado. Great stuff. Check it out. We'll have more information coming up as we roll out the entire sponsorship program with HP. So just want to reach out and give a shout out to HP and say thanks for becoming part of the team here at Kill Innovations. So let's pick up the conversation. How do you ask questions to really generate ideas? We previously talked about challenging your assumptions, challenging your thinking around jolts, things that come in from the outside that could potentially be some form of either risk or opportunity to your ideas. And in the last segment, I just got into a little bit of the who, what, and how. We're going to talk about that more specifically in this segment. So let's start it off right away with the who. The who is really talking about who is your customer. What is it that the value that they get from your idea? And here are two questions that the most popular ones that I use. They're out of the card deck. They're in the book. The number next to them actually denotes the number on the card deck. So if you've got the card deck, this tells you we're using the who question number 8 and who question number 12. And there are many more questions in that deck around specifically how to think about customers. But these are two that I really like. And I'm going to really focus on number 8. What customer segments will emerge in 5 years that don't exist today? What customer segments are going to emerge in 5 years? Well, think about customer segments. How do you define your customer, right? Now, some people will denote customer segments by age. Some of them will denote customer segments by income level, by marital status, by geography where they live, those kinds of things. But really what you're looking for is how do you identify and name segments of natural customers that will buy your product or service, right? So some of the names, I'm going to give you just some funny ones that I think are, one, I think enlightening from the standpoint of how to challenge you to think really differently, right? So for instance, what's a yuppie? Come on. Young urban professional. What's a yuffie then? Young urban failure. Young urban failure is the 2008, 2009, kid graduates from college, tries to go get a job, maybe finds a job, but lives way above their means, blows through all their money, and ends up living back on the couch at mom and dad's house, right? What about woofs? What's a woof? Well-off older folks. That's where all the disposable cash is in the older generation. Amount of home ownership, cash for retirement accounts, etc., are in those well-off older folks. Great segment to go after. What's a Mobi or a Dobby? Mobi, M-O-B-Y, Dobby, D-O-B-Y. What's that? Mother older, baby younger, or daddy older, baby younger. This is this trend where we would do having children later in life in this process. So, Mobis, Dobies. Okay? What about, sandwichers? Sandwichers are ones where you're the parent, but you're taking care of kids and you're taking care of your parents. You're kind of the meat between the bread, right? I've done it. My parents both had severe health issues. They moved back home, and then my wife ended up having to take care of both of them until they both passed on, right? Sandwichers injects a huge amount of stress into your day-to-day life, right? And then what about Skippies? What's a Skippy? This is Faith Popcorn's probably most famous segment. If you don't know who Faith is, go check her out. Skippies, school-age kids with income and purchasing power. This is a segment that online retailers and, for instance, grocery stores really focus in on. These are typically the 15, 16, 17-year-old girls in a home where both parents work who carry a lot of brand purchasing decisions, right? So they actually get to go in and they're doing the family shopping or running to the grocery store to pick up stuff to help mom out for dinner that night. So Skippies, and another important segment. So these are not to say these are the only segments you should think about. The challenge here is how do you think about your segments and what segments will emerge in 5 years that don't exist today, right? The one prediction I can make is that the older population is going to die off. The segments that are focused on the older population eventually go away. Your question is what's going to replace those segments? What are the emerging segments, and how do you then think about products and services to go after those segments? Okay? So the other one was, is how will I identify and locate customers in 5 years, right? Think about it. 5 years ago, would you be doing Facebook ads? Would you be doing, or would you still be running classified ads and print newspapers? So when you think about the segments, number 12 is kind of a natural add-on question, was then how are you going to identify and locate those customer segments in 5 years, right? So I like these two together because I think they're kind of bookends when you think about how do you think differently about your customer and what your future customer is going to look like. So what do you do now to build products or service to serve those customers? Okay, two examples on who. What? This is the product or service, the shiny object thing, right? Here's two questions. Number 4, what features of my product create unanticipated passion? And what products could I create out of unused assets? So in this case, these two questions, they're radically different. I just picked them just out of, pure interest, right? What features of a product create unanticipated passion? Take Polaroid, for instance, right? So Polaroid, the instant film, for those of us in the older generation, you take it, spits the film out in the front, you watch it, and it actually develops in front of your eyes, you get the instant picture, great type of thing. Polaroid went out of business, right? Couldn't keep up, eventually went out of business. Their customers were so passionate that they created what's called the Impossible Project and actually bought the factories from Polaroid and reverse engineered to actually put instant film back into the market. That's pretty impressive. Number 10, what products could I create out of unused assets? What are the things that you throw away that you could get rid of? Or in this case, Amazon large number of servers. They would use these servers during the holiday season. But soon as the holiday season, big shopping push was over, all this computing hardware at Amazon was sitting idle. Amazon came back and said, what are we going to use with these assets? Do we just power them down? No, they actually sold those computers for virtual usage by customers. It becomes AWS, a new service from Amazon, which is actually a big, huge profit maker from Amazon. And then the how. The how question is what are we throwing away that we assume has no value? And what do people not like about the buying experience of my product? So what are we throwing away? Zoos. What do zoos throw away as an example? Elephant poo, right? They have to get it out of the thing. They truck it away. They have to pay for disposal. What do they do now? They put it in a bucket. They sell it in the gift shop. And the visitors to the zoo carry it away. And then what do people not like about the buying experience of my product? You've heard me talk about this many, many times with regards to how I would do my retail kind of surveillance. So we're going to stop there. Who, what, and how. We've got one more topic we're going to cover, which is on using questions to select your best idea, the idea that's really going to be that game changer. So when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about ranking, and we'll go from there. Okay, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
I live alone and rarely have visitors, so when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our conversation on how to use questions to find those great ideas. So we started off talking about getting away or being aware of assumptions and challenging yourself to think in the opposite direction. We talked about looking at jolts. We just wrapped up on ideation, generating lots of ideas around who your customer, the what your product, the how your business operates. So now you got all these great ideas. Well, now what do you do with them? You have to rank them. This is where most methodologies fall flat on their face. You get a list of 200 ideas. What the heck do you do with a list of 200 ideas? You need to rank them. So how do we rank them? We rank them by asking questions. So here are the questions that we use. This is the objective here, is to find the best ideas for you. So take the entire list, 200, 300 of your ideas. You can go through a little bit of what I call a grouping exercise, which takes all the ideas and puts them into common overlapping groups, kind of bundling them all up. And then for each of those, ask yourself these five questions. Number one, will this idea change the customer's experience or expectation? Number two, will this idea change the competitive landscape? Or three, will this idea change the economic structure of the industry? You need to have a strong yes for one of those three. If you don't have a yes for one of those three, then why are you doing it? Assuming you have really a strong positive to one of those three, and if you have a positive to two or all three, then you might have, you know, the grand slam home run idea. Then you must ask yourself, questions number four, question number five. Four, do you have a contribution to make in this space? Do you have some form of expertise, capability, access to customers, something that, you know, you're just not starting off with nothing, or you're going into such far afield from what it is you do today that it's so far out of reach as far as expertise and capabilities, then you may be struggling on that idea. And then number five, will this idea generate sufficient margin? That fifth question is really about not trying to get into doing financial analysis. It's just like you're trying to think about what the business model will be. So what you do is you take each of those five questions, you score every idea across five questions. Maximum points for any one question is five. So the max you can give to any one idea is 25 points. Get eight people to do the scoring. Do it anonymously. And what you'll find is the top 2 or 3% of the ideas will come up to the top. There'll be a gap in the score, and then there's the rest of the ideas. I've done thousands of these, and it works out. It works this way. Just trust me. There's a bunch of other podcasts. I've written about this on the blog. You can just go over there and just search for ranking in the search field, and you'll get there's a lot more detail on ranking. But the objective here is going through the process today of asking these series of questions, getting to this ranking. You're going to come up with two, three, four really, really great ideas. Those are the ideas you should be focusing in on. The other 194, 195 ideas that are in your list, park them. Don't throw them away. Park them to the side. Come back to them at some point. But the whole objective here is how do you ask questions to discover that next great idea by going through the process that we just talked about. And really, why is this so important? This is so important because if you do better questions, you'll come up with better ideas, which generates the more impact. Better questions, not just any question. Think strategically about questions. You can use the killer questions as a starting point. You can go out and create your own questions. Use questions. Asking questions, causing yourself, but more importantly, the broader diverse team that you're working with to look at a problem or look at an opportunity in a completely different way. That is the power of questions. So today we've covered a lot of material. I'm going to make it all available for download. So you can go over to killerinnovations.com/askquestions. That's right, killerinnovation.com/askquestions. And that will get you the PDF of everything that I've shown here on the live show, which is all those questions, all the flows, the order that you should be doing these things. And you can get that as a complete download. If you're riding in a car and you can't write this down, don't worry about it. Just go to killerinnovations.com, find today's show about asking questions. And in that, I'll have a link. You can click that, and that will get you the download of today's slide. So again, killerinnovations.com/askquestions. That will get you all the material that we have covered today. The other is, as I've mentioned, the Killer Question card deck is available. Last week I talked about it, but people missed the comment on where do they go get it at. So here I'm being very clear. They are available for purchase at innovation.tools. Innovation.tools. It's the online store. It's a store that's put together by innovators, for designers, for creatives. There's other things over there, but that's where the card deck is available today. You can order it. You can order it worldwide. We're shipping it everywhere. So go to innovation.tools. You can find the card deck, and you can check those out. Also, support our sponsors. As I said earlier, we've added HP as now a sponsor of Killer Innovations. So support them. Go over there. Let them know. Get your free account at killerinnovations.com/Zoom. For HP, we'll have some more information. But if you go over there, or if you're talking to HP, if you happen to be buying product from them already, whatever, just let them know that you heard about them here at Kill Innovations. That helps us. And their support helps me support the nonprofits that we're focused on, which is Pioneer Education Africa, building the school in Africa, and hackingautism.org, our work in neurodiversity hiring and helping those on the autism spectrum find career opportunities. So that's the benefit of the sponsorships, helps me with the nonprofit work that I'm keenly focused in on. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thank you for the time out of your busy schedule to come and take your time out and be with us. If you have any questions, drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. You can find us all on social media. You can also find us over on LinkedIn. If you are a listener to the show and you want to connect on LinkedIn, feel free to send me the connect request. Let me know that you are a listener and I'll accept. I get literally thousands of requests a week for LinkedIn. 99% of them I do not accept. But if you are a listener to the show, I will accept. So just go over to LinkedIn. You can find me and send me that request. With that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Really do appreciate you taking the time out. And just so you have it, here's all the logistics to find me. And we will talk to you next week right here on Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.